Okay, we're in the final parak of Hilchos Korban Pesach, parak Yud. Rambam's going to deal with a few remaining halachas, starting off with the prohibition of breaking a bone of the Korban Pesach. Halacha Aleph, Shuber Etzem Pesach Tahor, Arezeh Loke. So, someone breaks a bone from a Korban Pesach that is Tahor, he gets Malkush, Nemar, Etzem Losis Rubo. Vechei Nemar, Pesach Sheni, Etzem Losis Rubo. So, both by the first Korban Pesach, and if you couldn't bring the first one by the second Korban Pesach, in both situations, there's a prohibition to break the bone. Any bones. About Pesach Shabbat Batuma, let's say the Korban Pesach was brought when someone in a state of being Tameh. Im Shabbat Bo Etzem, if we did break a bone with such an animal, Ein Eloka at his own Malkos. If Yeshbo Lamdu, because we see from the Torah Shabbat Peh, Lo Sishbru Bo Betahar. Someone says don't break a bone, it means in your state of Tahar, Velo Betameh. Echad Shabbat Etzem Belele Chamisha Asar. So it doesn't matter if a person breaks the bone on the night of the 15th, Osha Shabbat Bo Etzem Yibod Yom, or let's say it's still on the 14th, Osha Shabbat Acha Kami Yamim. Even if you break a bone days after the korban being able to eat it is over, it's irrelevant. Harei Zeloki, you would still get makos for breaking the bone. Lach Bei Zavikach. Therefore, sofer nesamos a pesach. That's why the lacha was to burn the bones of the pesach beklal hanosar bebisara from with any leftover meat. Kedei shelo yavo bahen lideta kala. So this way, you don't end up what it called making any mistakes. Lach Gimel Ein Chayav an Ella al Shviratz Etzem sheyesh lo kazayis basar sheyesh b'moach. It's only chayiv in breaking a bone where the bone had on it either a kezias of basar or it has marrow in the inside. Let's say the bone is hollow, basar, and there's not a kezias of basar on it, of meat on it. You're not chayiv if you break the bone. Basar. Let's say it had a kezias of meat, and the bone was broken where the area of meat is not located. Even though the bone, the area of bone that I broke did not have meat on it. Nonetheless, I'm still over the Yisr Shvira Setzem. I can still get Malkos if I break a bone that's already been broken. So you get Malkos for each break in the bone. Let's say you burn the bones of the Korban Pesach or you cut the sinews. In those cases, you're not chayev for breaking of the bones. Pesach shuna omavushal. Let's say the Pesach was not cooked correctly. Either it was roasted very lightly or it was cooked in a liquid medium. The Shavarbos Etzem, and you break one of the bones, Loke, get Malkos. Afilu Nifsal Batumah, even if it gets Pasal in Tumah, Biyitzia, or being brought out of the Mikdash, Uchiyotze Behem, Yeshbo Isser Shvira Etzem. The Isser, the prohibition of Shvira Etzem still applies. Med Barmorim, Kishahaitzolo Shas Hakosher, Vinifsal. So it's only this Isser only applies if there was a moment in time where the Korban Pesach was Kosher and became Pasal. Lo Haitzolo Shas Hakosher. Let's say never was able to be consumed. Kigon shenisfaga. Let's say pickle took place to it. Onase machshev esman machshev esnu hashem. Let's say the wrong time or place intention was, or the wrong objective was thought about during the shechting of the sacrifice. Einbo v'shum shvaratz etzem. Since the animal never could have been consumed, it was never considered kosher. There's no prohibition to break the bones of the Korban Pesach. Lachzayin shavar etzem ha'alya. Let's say you break the bone of the tail. Ain't a look at, then you'll get makosh or ain't a roi lachila, because that's actually not roi to be eaten. Halachaches hasichusim shehem kamo atzam rakim. This is cartilage, which is considered like bones that are very soft. Harei lemutarin laachlan. You're actually allowed to eat those. Halachates haya gedi katan verach. Let's say the Korban Pesach used is a very small and very soft goat that was like young, a kid. Shatzmosav rakim, that its bones are very soft. Lo yochol san. You shouldn't eat it. Shazesh shover etzam. Because that's considered like breaking the bone, being machaloka, and if you did eat it, you get machlos. She'echad hashover etzem kasha etzem rach. It doesn't matter if the bone is hard or soft. Ze'akla, this is the principle. Kol shenemar b'shor gadol achar shis bashal hu shemurta lechol. So anytime we talk about a large ox that by cooking it, it'd be permitted to eat. Kenegdo min agdi harach achar tziyaso. So the whatever we mutter to eat by the ox that's cooked, would the same applies to the kid that is soft and roasted. For instance, like the cartilage around the joint area and other types of cartilage. Let's say you have soft sinews that are going to turn and become hard. Even though I could eat those, ata now and they can be eaten by Pesach in the land. We don't include those setting aside of the chabura. You would include the brains. Because you can take the brains out without breaking any bones. But we don't include the marrow in the hip area. right? That's the what do you call it? The bone that's closed on both sides. Because that cannot be removed without breaking a bone. When a person eats a korban pesach, chosech habasar, he cuts the meat. The chosech atzamos mi prak, and he removes the bones at the joints and mefarka, and he separates them in ratzah if he wants to. When the person reaches the gidnasha area, motziu, he takes it out. He sets it aside with the remaining sinews, bones, and membrane that he removed during the time of eating. Because you don't clean out the what it called the korban pesach like on the meat. So normally with an animal, we remove the gidnasha before cooking it. We don't do that by the korban pesach. We don't cut it up. We cook it. We roast it whole. However, let's say let's say you did cut the korban pesach into pieces prior to roasting it, it's still okay. As long as you're not missing a limb. It's very important for a person to be careful to leave any korban pesach over till morning. So too if I leave any korban pesach over, whether it's a pesach rishon or pesach sheni, past the time it's supposed to be eaten. It's a problem. Vinaloka Allah say you don't get makas for this. Share nita klase, shenemar manusarmen of aishi servu, because it's tied to a positive. But the point is, it's usher to leave any of this left over. Allah yibesh. Kishimakiv is a pesach rishon, makiv mo shlamim yun yudalad. So when the korban pesach is brought on the 14th of, on the 14th of Nisan, you bring with it a shlamim, right? Minabakar minatsan, whether it's from cattle or sheep, gedol moktana, big or small, zhar merkevos, male or female, kikol zivche shlamim. So again, this is the korban chagiga. The zua nikras chagigas arba asar. This is called the chagiga of the 14th. Dalzen emar b'tarav zavachta pesach shem techot zon bakar. Now he must have yini mo chagiga zu. So when you bring this korban chagiga, bizman shehu ba b'chol u'b'tarav v'muad. That has to be where you're a tahor, what's during the week, and there aren't a lot of korbanos you could use for korban pesach. Avim chal yom arba asar leos b'shabbos. Let's say the 14th of Nisan came out on Shabbos. O shaba pesach v'tzim. Or let's say the korban pesach was being brought in a state of tumah. Or there's tons and tons of korban pesach. You would not actually bring the korban chagiga with it. In such a situation, you'd only bring the korban pesach. Halacha Yugimel, one second. As you've deduced in Halacha Yudbeis, in Halacha Yugimel, chagigas arvas are rishos ve'nechova. So the korban of the 14th, that's a chagiga, is actually optional, not obligated. Like every korban shlamim, it can be eaten 2 days and one night after bringing the korban. You can't leave over the meats of the chagiga 3 days after our basar, the 14th. Number basar should be for every yom shalom boker. The view of shalom that we learn out from Torah Shabbat Pesach is zel sar lemaniach basar chagiga sabrasar liyom shishasas. We learn out from this warning not to leave the korban chagiga out past the 16th of Nisan. Number laboker ad boker shemashin until the morning of the second day. The most here, but if you do leave it out, in a loki, you don't get makas, el yustra fanosar mena, you burn the meat left over, kishar nosarim, like any other case of leaving the korban out too long. Lach yudalad, basak agiga shalim pesach al shulchan, when the meat of the korban agiga is brought onto the table at the same time as the korban pesach, the kol tafshilin ha'olim imo, and all the other cooked things with it, al shulchan, mizbaran imo, right? That whatever served with it should be burnt with it as well. Menin echalim ela chatzos pesach, the korban agiga is only eaten until chatzos le korban pesach, atzmo, Xerab Neyataros, because there's a concern that maybe you may mix up the Korban Pesach with the Korban Chagiga. Okay, Lacha Tezvav. Now the Rambam is going to, end off the parak with one important point. Ma bein Pesach Rishon Pesach Sheni. So what's the difference between the Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni? HaRishon Aser B'chametz Bal Yora Bal Yimatzah. So number one, the first Korban Pesach, you're prohibited to have any chametz in your Rishus, and your domain, Ve'ino Nishchad Al Chametz, can't be shechted when if you have chametz in your Rishus. Can't be taken out of its assigned group. And halal is said when you eat it. And the korban chagiga is brought with it. You can bring it if you're tameh. In the tarov akal, if most of the Jews are tameh tamas meis, k'moshim yarna. Ala pesach sheni, when it comes to pesach sheni, chametz matzim v'bayis, I can have chametz and matzah in my house. There's no halal required in eating it. And I can take it out from the chabura it's assigned to. I don't bring the korban chagiga with it, and it is not brought if I'm in a state of tamei. However, both push off Shabbos, utun and halal basiyasan, and require halal while performing it, not while eating it. They're both eaten roasted in one house with matzah mara. They mosir mehen, and nothing's left over for them. You can't break the bones of each one. So So why not just say that whatever applies to the Korban Pesach, but the second one applies to the first one and vice versa. Make them basically the same. Why the Fisher Pirishbo mix us Chukas Pesach? Because you learn out from it some of the halachas of Korban Pesach. Lamech inner shovel the Rishon El Bedvarim Shishvar Shabbat. It's only like to the Korban Pesach Rishon for the things that are openly explained in the Torah. Ben a mitzvah Shabbat Gufo. These are the mitzvahs attached to it itself. The Hem Chukas Pesach. Shaklal Zesh Never Mitzrayim Shilakacha Pesach Shemiba Asor. The Shahu Talon Hagas Dam Bagudas Esav. The Mashdo Shem Mezuzos. But we also see the things that are unique to the Korban Pesach that was first brought in Mitzrayim. Was, for instance, putting the blood on the doorpost, the shiochel v'chipazon was eaten in the chipazon way. Enos and the hagos the doors. These things are not done in the future generations. V'lo nasu el pesach v'shrayim v'vad. Those are only done by the korban pesach that took place in Egypt. That ends Hilchos Korban Pesach. We will start Hilchos Chagiga tomorrow.